There seems to be no end in sight to the standoff between Britain and Iran. It has now been a week since the 15 British Navy personnel were seized by Iranian Revolutionary Guards in the northern Persian Gulf. Today, the two sides traded more accusations and counter-accusations, and a statement from one of the captured Royal Marines was broadcast on Iranian TV. We'll have the view from Tehran in a few minutes. First, here's NPR's Rob Gifford in London.
For two countries looking for a way out of a potentially dangerous situation, Britain and Iran have not exactly been sticking to diplomatic niceties. Every day brings new developments that seem to escalate the standoff. Today, Iran screened another video of the captives, including a clip of Royal Marine Nathan Summers.
My name is Nathan Thomas Summers, the Royal Navy, operate mechanical warfare. Just I'd like to apologise for entering your waters without any permission. Again, I deeply apologise for entering your waters.
In the video, Summers was shown sitting with another male serviceman and with the female British sailor, Faye Turney, who was shown speaking on Iranian television 2 days ago. Summers appeared to be prompted from off-camera at one point in the broadcast, but he said the treatment the crew had received had been friendly. British Prime Minister Tony Blair immediately condemned the video.
I really don't know why the Iranian regime keep doing this. I mean, all it does is enhance people's sense of disgust at captured personnel being paraded and manipulated in this way. It doesn't fool anyone. What the Iranians have to realise is that if they continue in this way, they will face increasing isolation. The United Nations yesterday, the European Union today.
European Union foreign ministers meeting in Bremen, Germany, issued a statement today condemning Iran and demanding the immediate release of the British personnel. But critics of the British government are worried that Britain has boxed itself into a corner. Foreign Secretary Margaret Beckett dismissed a letter from the Iranian government delivered to the British embassy in Tehran this morning. Several analysts have pointed out, though, that Tehran asked in the letter for a guarantee that incursions into Iranian waters would not take place again, but it did not ask for an apology. Craig Murray is the former head of the British Foreign Office Maritime Section and now a frequent critic of British foreign policy.
There has never been an agreed boundary in the sea between Iran and Iraq. That boundary has never been formally agreed. So we need also to come off our high horse and admit this is disputed territory. Nobody can say for certain whether or not we were in Iranian or Iraqi territorial waters. So that in many ways is for climb down. We acknowledge that this is not a clear boundary, so it is difficult to say where we were. We say we didn't intend to be on the Iranian side.
The problem is, after so much angry rhetoric, that is now much more difficult. The Iranians, too, have been busy putting their side of the argument. Their embassy in London released what it said was a third letter from Faye Turney, the female sailor detained in Tehran. Like the last one, it was critical of British government policy in the Middle East and mentioned prisoner abuses at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. British officials say all the letters must have been written under duress. Relatives of those captured, interviewed on British television, have all appeared upbeat. Nick Summers is the brother of captured Marine Nathan Summers.
He's a strong person, yeah, and he'll cope with the situation really well, I think, definitely. Knowing the fact there's obviously other people with him that will also help each other.
While some of the British newspapers have been screaming for something more like the gunboat diplomacy of old, the public mood here seems to be more restrained and largely in favour of finding a diplomatic solution. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.